I really hope that they're letting Ruben perform music in prison, because the man has incredible talent. Not only is he gifted with powers to read the Akashic records and all the other stuff, but my God, that might be the greatest thing I've ever played on this program. Maybe. I don't know. I have to really think about it, but probably the greatest heavy metal song ever written. I mean, right? Am I right? Who's going to deny that that is the greatest heavy metal song ever? Okay, we're going to now end things on today's program with some music from this really great record that Teen Challenge put out in 1973. Cephas was the in-house group in Teen Challenge at that time, and they put out a record. Teen Challenge presents Cephas with Jeff Cogswell. Teen Challenge, if you don't know, is a Christian-based drug and alcohol rehabilitation center with extremely abusive methods to get kids off the junk. Essentially, they use Christianity and religion as a replacement for junk, and they just shove it down these kids' throats until there's no room for anything else, just Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Utilizing a lot of sadistic practices, forced imprisonment, all kinds of mind games, you know the drill. I'm sure there are some listeners out there who may have been a victim of Teen Challenge, or you probably knew somebody. They seem to have been very successful throughout the years in getting concerned parents to offer up their children to the program. But they always have music. They always have a record coming out from Teen Challenge, either the Teen Challenge choir or one of their in-house musical acts. So this is one of the earliest ones from 1973, Cephas. And we're going to hear as much as we can till the top of the hour. This has been the Music of Mind Control on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Here is Cephas.
When wilt thou save the people, O God of mercy, when the people, Lord, the people, not thrones and crowns, but men?
When wilt thou save the people, O God of mercy, when the people, Lord, the people, not thrones and crowns, but men? Thou art on thy heart, O God, they let them.
Shall toil for all.
eyes were open, I was reading every line. Somehow I lost my place within the book of life. Was I looking after Jesus? Was he looking after me? When I found the answer, Lord was trying to comfort me.
Welcome, that was Fats Waller. And his rhythm. And the Henderson Stomp, no doubt named after Fletcher Henderson. And John Oakes opened, I think that's how his name is pronounced. We heard him covering the Reginald Forsyth. I can never say that, just because he's damn dentures. Forsyth. Serenade to a Wealthy Widow. Well, this is Courtney the Old Codger. And this week, I don't know if you're aware of it, but this week inaugurates the new WFMU schedule. Well, it feels different, doesn't it? It's invigorating, isn't it? Someday we'll all look back and remember the dark, fretful, uncertain days of the WFMU Summer 2021 schedule and wonder how we made it all the way through to September. I think the proper adjective is intrepid or tenacious. We did this together. And by we, I mean me and my intrepid, tenacious, and marginally qualified staff. Now look, we have a new feature on the new schedule, new feature on the Old Codger radio program. You may remember, dude, regular listeners remember a few months ago, I talked about George and Ira Gershwin's forgotten brother, Zeppo Gershwin. Well, there was another forgotten Gershwin brother. Well, technically, he wasn't forgotten. I think he was largely ignored because he was such a hack. Well, if anyone knows about hacks, it's Gus Bodenheim. You might say Gus is an authority on hackmanship. He's devoted his whole life to it. Anyway, Gus recently found a bunch of songwriting demos by this other Gershwin brother. They were stored in a barn outside of Mamaroneck, New York, and Gus purchased them from the barn owner. He convinced the guy that they were worthless and that no one owned 70 RPM turntables anymore, so Gus got the entire stack of shellac for $2. Well, Gus saw that it was just this lost Gershwin brother. He did some research on this forgotten Gershwin, and he found almost nothing. Anyway, based on this lack of solid research, Gus has still managed to piece together a fascinating historical chronicle about this lost Gershwin. We will now share it with you on the Old Codger Radio Show on WFMU.
Gus Bodenheim here with a program note for members of Codger Nation, our subscription-only streaming service. Perhaps a better word than streaming would be dripping, but of course I kid. Premiering on Codger Nation this month is The Forgotten Gershwin, a look at the life and work of Rory Gershwin, the self-described talented one who spent a life of frustration in the shadow of brothers George and Ira. Extremely rare home demo recordings give us a glimpse into the life and art of Rory Gershwin. Even in banal early works like the Ode to New York Subway System, BMT, one might detect an arguable potential.
Spring Street, Canal Street, Jay Street, Hoyt Street, don't forget Nevins and Washington. Dean Street, Utica, Ralph Avenue, etc. Taking a ride on the BMT. Then there's all.
As the years went on, shockingly direct expressions of personal torment emerged in Rory's work. A series of failed marriages provided the inspiration for a cathartic series of mature compositions.
I got a new nickname for you. Harlot! Harlot! Harlot!
Perhaps in his frank emotional directness, Rory was a little bit too ahead of his time.
Harlot! Harlot! Harlot, you're dirty, rotten, you're no good.
For the first time, you'll hear the songs of Rory Gershwin's final years, when accusations of plagiarism were met with a characteristic, "Sue me! Who says I didn't do it first?" You'll be the judge.
Supposing there's no illness, and supposing there's no crime,
Sounds nice, that much I'll grant you. But how realistic is it?
Don't you dare miss The Forgotten Gershwin.
And there's no bacteria.
Available right now on Kodja Nation. If not, we understand, but we wish you'd reconsider.
Ay, ay, ay!
That was at Wonderful Soprano, Alma Gluck, and she sang, "Have You Seen Butter White, Lily Grow?" Sometimes we get real kind of artsy on this program. You know, we played on the fine arts music, but art music, whatever they used to call it, I forget. I don't listen to a whole lot of it. The Brock Sisters before that did bring on the Pepper. Reginald Forsyth got it. And his orchestra did Lament for Congo as a Hymn to Darkness number 2. Lil Johnson gave us the hottest gal in town. And before that, Gus Bodenheim. What a polymath he is. Such a talented announcer. You know, just doesn't do just commercials. He does storytelling, as we heard in his story about Rory Gershwin, the forgotten Gershwin brother. Well, that feature was excellent. Or as the Spanish people in my neighborhood say, excelencio. That's a great name for a cigar. Rancho Malario Excelencio, yes. Speaking of my neighborhood, by the way, this is Courtney. Your guys are here at WFMU, still on Tuesday from 7 to 8 o'clock in the new schedule. So I talk about my neighborhood for the past few years. My next door neighbor, her name is Eula Hazelhurst. She lives with 29 cats. Well, she has a sign posted in her front yard that says, "Hate has no home here." Well, where is hate to live? If hate came knocking at Eula's door, she would turn away hate. She would say, "Go away, Mr. Hate. Get out of here and go someplace else." Well, if Eula Hazelhurst had her way, hate would be homeless. Well, knowing how she feels about me, she does not like me, okay? When I have my cronies over in the Poutin Shanty, where we smoke cigars, we wet our beaks on Sly Weasel bourbon, and we spin some Bakelite platters. She comes to the window, and she shakes her fist at us, and she yells imprecations. Well, we think she yells imprecations. She doesn't open the window, so we see her mouth moving, and she looks, well, as the composers might say, agitado. So we presume she is issuing murderous maledictions. Look, you know, I think she hates me. There's so much for the sign in her yard. I just want to say, hate is welcome in my bunker and in my Poutin Shanty. Anytime, if you need a place to express your hate, come on by. My cronies and me, we love hate. Does that make us lovers or haters? Looks like we have a conundrum. Well, I have suffered from chronic conundrums. Maybe I'll just make an appointment with a specialist and have that conundrum taken care of. I think they use laser beams or something else these days. It's an outpatient procedure, as far as I know. Well, back to the music here on the Old Codger Show.
Now listen here, folks, that one thing show. My old pencil won't write no more because the lead's all gone. Oh, the lead's all gone. Oh, the lead's all gone. The pencil won't write no more. I lay down in my bed just to write a line. I could feel my old pencil drooping, falling all the time because the lead's all gone. Oh, the lead's all gone. Oh, the lead's all gone. The pencil won't write no more. I gets out of my bed, down on the floor. I'd whine about my old pencil won't write no more because the lead's all gone. Oh, the lead's all gone. Oh, the lead's all gone. The pencil won't write no more. I met a hot mama. I want to love her so bad. I lost all the lead in my pencil I had. Now the lead's all gone. Oh, the lead's all gone. Oh, the lead's all gone. The pencil won't write no more. I hugged and I kissed her all last night. Didn't want nothing doing, my old pencil wouldn't write because the lead's all gone. Oh, the lead's all gone. Oh, the lead's all gone.
Thank you. at your show, and babe, I'll hold your hand. I'll set up in your parlor, let you cool me with your fan. I'll listen to your troubles and pet you when you cry. But get that marrying out of your head, I'll be a bachelor till I die. I don't mind honky-tonking round if that will bring you fun. But somehow I can't understand how one and one make one. I like to cuddle near you and listen to you lie. But get that marrying out of your head, be a bachelor till I die. Wasting lots of time, 'cause I'm afraid of church bells, how they scare me when they chime. I've seen those married people just up and say goodbye. So keep that marrying out of your head, I'll be a bachelor till I die. In this land of liberty, I've seen what matrimony done to better men than me. I don't mind keeping company with the apple of my eye, but keep that marrying out of your head, I'll be a bachelor till I die.
Yes, that was Hank Williams. I got a story about him in a second. That was I'll Be a Bachelor Till I Die. Paul Howard and his Quality Serenaders with Reginald Forsythe on piano, and they did California Swing. Ruth Etting sang When You're With Somebody Else, and Bo Carter opened up that set with My Pencil Won't Write No More. Hey, so anyway, this is your character, Courtney, on WFMU. I used to host a radio show on a Tennessee station during the 1940s. I forget the call letters, and a very young Hank Williams was a frequent guest on my program. He'd stumble into the studio, plushed to the scuppers, and he was always accompanied by his sleazy manager, Colonel Tom Bodenheim. Anyway, Hank would shuffle up to the microphone, and he'd begin strumming, and then he'd sing some new song. He was just a kid. I often helped him with his song titles. He could write a good song, but he gave them really lousy titles. So he had this new song. He called it, I'm going to do the song here. It's called What You Got Cooking. And I said, Hank, that song's not about a pretty lady who can cook. It's about a pretty lady. Why don't you call it Hey Good Looking? Well, he thought that was a great idea, so he changed it. And it became a hit. I gave him other titles. I recall the circumstances, but not the details. I'll have to consult my index cards where my memories are stored. As soon as I can remember where I stored them, I'll get back to you. Meanwhile, moving along on the program here, in our legal battles against the forces of evil, who represent the frog who shall not be named. The legal battle has escalated, but the judge handling the case has prohibited me from discussing these proceedings in public. So once again, we will not be airing a soundtrack from a major motion picture starring the amphibian who cannot be identified. By the way, the guy who's on after me, Devin, told me last week he's going to have an interview with the frog. And I just walked into the library there, and he tells me, oh, the people representing the frog canceled the interview. So there will not be an interview with the frog who shall not be named on the program after this one. Yeah, anyway. So instead, we're going to have another soundtrack from a major motion picture starring Betty Boop. It's called Service with a Smile. Now, many people have wondered about the name Boop. Where did it come from? What is the ethnic derivation of Boop? They want to know. Well, I looked it up, and it's obvious. Well, she's Jewish, okay? Just look at her. And it's, so in Yiddish, a babka, like a boobka, a boobka is a sweet pastry, and Betty is quite a tasty dish. Then in Hebrew, abib, a boop, means spring or flower. Betty is a young, budding beauty. In Aramaic, babe means a gate or a doorway. Betty is a gateway to fun and excitement. And in Yiddish, bob refers to a bean. Betty has a very large one. In fact, if you've seen her major motion pictures, you'll know that Betty Boop has no neck. She just has this monstrous cranium resting atop her shoulders. Anyway, I hope this explains to you the derivation of the name Boop. And now here is the soundtrack of the major motion picture starring Betty Boop. It's Service with a Smile.
Just a minute.
Where are my Jack McChalice, where's the boy with the mail?
I get better service in the county jail.
Water, water.
Oh, just a minute, please.
This place is very dirty. I think I'm going to sneeze.
Oh, this is Betty. Service with a smile.
When is dinner ready?
I've lost my little friend. Oh, Nana, don't get nervous.
How about the service?
We give you service with a smile.
Hello, Betty. What seems to be the trouble?
Why, hello, Grampy. Just listen to this. I've had so many complaints, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Oh, my.
Won't you help me, please? Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Well, I guess I better put on my chicken cap, Betty. No, won't do, let me think. Hooray! I got it!
Some ice water right away.
I can't sleep. I can't sleep. Do something. I can't sleep.
Service, I demand twin beds right away. I want twin beds.
Thank you.
boy was wild about a little girl who found it out. She tried to play so hard to get. You know, he hasn't even kissed her yet. He comes around and she turns him down, comes back again and hangs around, waiting for one kiss. While he pleads like this, oh, give me a little kiss, will you, huh? What do you wanna miss, will you, huh? Gosh, oh gee, why do you refuse? You know I can't see what you've got to lose. Oh, give me a little squeeze, will you, huh? Why do you wanna make me blue? You know, I wouldn't say a word if I were asking for the world. But what's a little kiss between a fella and his girl, huh? Oh, give me a little kiss, will you, huh? And I'll give it right back to you. It's been a year since first they met, and he hasn't quite succeeded yet. A month ago, why, he held her hand, and his patience, well, I can't quite understand. That they're engaged don't mean a thing. He's in a rage, and he takes back his ring. Gives it back once more, while he starts to roar. Oh, give me a little kiss, will you, huh? What are you gonna miss, will you, huh? Gosh, oh gee, why do you refuse? You know I can't see what you've got to lose. Oh, give me a little squeeze, will you, huh? Why do you wanna make me blue? You know I wouldn't say a word if I were asking for the world. What's a little kiss between a fella and his girl? Oh, give me a little kiss, will you, huh? And I'll give it right back to you. And then she says, give me a little coat, will you, huh? Sable or mink or goat, will you, huh? You know, my poor hand, you're as bare as anything. I could stand a little bracelet, maybe a diamond ring. Eh, give me a little car, will you, huh? That would be mighty nice to do. A Packard or a Lincoln or a Cadillac sedan. Well, I'll even take a Rolls, and you can add a chauffeur man. But don't you give me a little Ford, will you, huh? Or I'll give it right back to you.
One afternoon, not so very long ago, the old Kaja had a dream. A dream too repulsive to recount, but at any rate, he was awakened from it by that damn mariachi music they keep blasting next door. And that's when, coincidentally, he had what passes for him as a bright idea. Having already reimagined his Powton shanty as a Powton hostel proved lucrative. But what if? What if he could establish a network of Powton shanties where men of all old ages could go to seethe, brood, or wallow in a familiar discomfort far superior to mere comfort? Introducing Air PS, which is no windy afterthought, but an entirely new concept and cash-only, curmudgeonly sequestration experiences, where the only pronouns you'll need to memorize are me, myself, and I. In partnering with a network of similarly superannuated pinch pennies, the Kaja licensed the cloning of his rickety redoubt in locations throughout the lower 48 and Guam. Not a detail has been overlooked, with each Powton shanty doppelganger furnished with an attention to detail that would satisfy the OCD of Stalin himself. The very same black and white TV, AM/FM tube radio, and rump-sprung ratty couch that old Kaja uses. Even the same exact posters of Ukulele Ike and Josephine Baker, authentically recreated by the grandson of Adele Barton associate who is good with the computers. You'll never find a bottle of bourbon less than half full, and our clever plastic bag clip keeps the chips at a level of near freshness that'll make you sigh and say, figures. Come savor the get away from me of your dimmest dreams. Tear a page from Conrad Hilton's Hospitality and Its Discontents. And call Air PS. Discover how truly dank and peevish a staycation can be.
Yeah. a lump of sugar down in Dixie, and it's all my own. He's the sweetest little bunch of sweetness I have ever known. Every glance that he gives me puts sugar in my tea. His kisses are like honey, yummy, 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 sweeter than the honey to the bee. There's a choo-choo leaving here this evening, bound for Caroline, and it's going to take me to that little lollipop of mine. He's the one that Mr. Hoover ought to meet, puts his finger in the pie and makes it sweet. My little lump of sugar down in Dixie, mine, oh mine. Tutti Frutti, don't compare with Tutti waiting across the Dixon line. He says, Ida, Ida, maybe sweeter cider, but I'm as sweet as wine. Nothing could be sweeter than he. Believe me, folks, I'm glad he's mine. There's a lump of sugar down in Dixie, and it's all my own. He's the sweetest little bunch of sweetness I have ever known. Every glance that he gives me puts sugar in my tea. His kisses are like honey, yummy, 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 sweeter than the honey to the bee. There's a choo-choo leaving here this evening, bound for Caroline, and it's going to take me to that little lollipop of mine. Everybody calls him Candy Kid down home, say he even combs his hair with a honeycomb. My little lump of sugar down in Dixie, mine, oh mine.
The guy who's coming out after me is pointing a gun at me because I'm out of time. I'm running into his show. Sorry about that, Devin. Sorry. Marion Harris, that was, with There's a Lump of Sugar down in Dixie. Whispering Jack Smith saying, Give Me a Little Kiss, will ya? Huh? Freddie Kaufman and his orchestra with the clock and the Dresden Figures. And we heard a great soundtrack of the major motion picture, the Academy Award-winning major motion picture, Service with a Smile, starring the great Jewish actress Betty Boop. So this is Courtney, the old codger. I am the spokesman for my generation, because I'm the last one left. Anyway, I'll be back next week playing more 70 RPM records exclusively during this hour. Stay tuned for David. This is WFMU, East Orange, WMFU, Mount Hope, in New York City, in Rockland County at 91.9 FM, and online at WFMU.org.
Yeah. first cow in the territory.
Shipped it all the way up to San Francisco.
San Luis Obispo.
I heard San Francisco.
You are listening to Morricone Island on WFMU. I'm your host, Devin Levins, here every Tuesday from 8 to 9 p.m. We remain at that same time on the new schedule, and we'll continue to play the soundtrack hits from the past, present, and future. This week's special guest, William Tyler, joining us to discuss his first ever film score, and it happens to be for a great director. That is, of course, for Kelly Reichardt. The film is First Cow, came out just last year officially, right before the pandemic, I think like March 6, 2020. And Merch Records has released the soundtrack digitally back on the date of the release and on vinyl just last summer. It sold out, but they're pressing more. Due back in stock in November, I believe. We'll be listening to a bunch of that soundtrack and discussing the collaboration, as well as hopefully get into a little bit of his solo release work, as well as some of his time spent back with Lamb Chop and Silver Jews, and his collaborations over the years with numerous people. I mean, Will Oldham, Bill Frisell, Charlie Louvin, Michael Cronin, etc. The list goes on. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Devin.
And where are you? Are you in L.A.?
I'm in L.A.,
great.
Yeah.
Let's discuss the film a little bit. Maybe not everybody has seen it or heard about it. It's directed by Kelly Reichardt, but a lot of her films kind of deal with the great Northwest, Portland, Oregon, around there. And this one's no exception either. It's set 200 years ago, you know, the early 19th century, 1820s. It's about two travelers. One's more or less a skilled cook. That's John, is it Magaro? Is that how you pronounce his name?
I should know that, right?
Something like that.
Magaro? I don't know. Yeah.
Anyways, but he's in Carol and Orange is the New Black. You may recognize
him. He's great.
He's in a lot of films. But yeah, they're traveling west in Oregon to seek their fortune, I guess. And he finds himself cooking for a bunch of burly, aggressive fur trappers, beaver fur trappers. And he comes across a Chinese immigrant who's sort of running from some past troubles, and they become friends, and they concoct an idea to make some money out of the first cow in the land. So not to give too much away. But so you got brought in to work on this. And it's interesting because it's it makes sense, I think, for you and your style of music. So how did you get involved? And then maybe how did you set off in the onset to just approach it?
I initially was approached by another filmmaker friend, Michael Tully. He is really good friends with Anish, who is one of Kelly's longtime producers. It was kind of one of those emails I got out of nowhere in March of 2019, I think, or April of 2019, where it was just like, hey, Kelly Reichardt's producers want to talk to you about working on music for her new movie. And it was like, that's a dream. I moved to Los Angeles in 2017, and I've been here on and off since then. I still kind of go back to Nashville. So I'm not quite bi-coastal because we don't have a coast in Tennessee yet. But
it's coming.
That's another interview, Devin. I'd love to get to do a movie about that. But, you know, I came out here. It's kind of funny because it's like, you know, most Westerns, this one included, I guess this is a Northwestern, but this, you know, most Westerns are about like some sort of aspirational aspect of capitalism and imperialism, which this one is. But like, you know, moving out west for me, you know, was explicitly to get more work just in general, but definitely in film. And I'm still trying to figure out how you like get into this world, so to speak, even though I technically am, because I did a soundtrack. Because it's like, if you haven't done one before, you never get the work. And then eventually somebody has to give you your first shot. And it just so happened that totally, for whatever reason, I mean, it does actually make sense. And in a way, because just Kelly and I have a lot of mutual friends in the music world and film world. And Ira in Georgia being some of them.